EY today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Welcome to America Tonight. You do go to americatonight.net, so that's another way to contact us. But we are live for a jam-packed hour here on this show. We got somebody we're going to throw in the dungeon. Also, we're going to talk about Patriots since 4th of July is coming up. Who is your all-time favorite Patriot? Mine is the third president of the United States, Tom Jefferson. I'll tell you that right from the start for a couple of different reasons. I love the way this guy, his mind worked in reading a lot of things about Jefferson, how involved he was with shaping the government. And as one of the authors, of course, of the ultimate document, the Declaration of Independence, he was a visionary, and he envisioned America as a great empire of liberty. And at the very beginning of the American Revolution, this was the cat, this was the guy who would not say uncle. He served in the Continental Congress. He was then the governor of Virginia. He barely escaped being captured by the British at one point. And as the president, I think that some of the things he did when he took office, including negotiating the Louisiana Purchase, being careful about England, and always, as it would be described, being distrustful of Britain because he thought the Brits were a threat to American security, he rejected something that many were pushing him to do. He rejected the renewal of the Jay Treaty that promoted aggressive actions, as he would call them, like embargo laws, that certainly escalated some of the tension between Britain and France and what ultimately led to the war with Britain in 1812. But the key thing for me about this statesman and this political figure is the fact that he favored states' rights and a limited federal role, and I think he was right. He also heavily supported the separation of church and state. And I could go on and on about Thomas Jefferson, but to me, he is the ultimate patriot. You might think of somebody else. I thought it'd be interesting to do that in thinking of the 4th of July, 800-259-5791. Those are my digits to jingle to be a part of the conversation. And speaking of being part of the conversation, do you think the politicians, speaking of 4th of July, should be made to stay on the Hill if they can't get it right? So if they can't do anything about the debt ceiling, can't come up with some kind of an agreement, then just stay there and work through the holiday. That is your punishment. Take your medicine and stay on the Hill. The president, the current president, had a press conference and addressed a couple of different things, and he came out swinging, really, saying that how come his daughters can get their homework done, but yet the folks on the Hill can't seem to get it done. They can't move forward. They can't get it done. So he took a swing in that direction. He talked about the economy. He talked about gay marriage and letting the states decide. That was another thing that was on the radar because he didn't endorse, really, gay marriage. He didn't do that. He said the states should decide. And, of course, ultimately, like I was saying, talked about the budget and negotiations. Here's a little snippet of the president.
I think there's a conceptual framework that would allow us to make huge progress on our debt and deficit and do so in a way that does not hurt our economy right here and right now. You can't reduce the deficit to the levels that it needs to be reduced without having some revenue in the mix. It was contentious. It was emotional. But ultimately, they made a decision to recognize civil marriages. And I think That's exactly how things should work.
All right, he says civil, not endorsing gay marriage across the board. I think it's a, I said this the other night. For me, states, let the states decide. Go with the states. It should be a voting deal anyway, and it hasn't been that. Just put it up to a vote. Well, it has been in some cases. We saw what happened in California. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, you have the floor.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
So he wants the states to decide gay marriage.
Yeah, he's saying he supports civil. It's a tricky thing. He supports civil union. So, in other words, the you'd have rights to the partner's pension, all that stuff, but not gay marriage. He's not saying I don't support gay marriage. He's saying let the states decide. That's an easy way to toss it back.
Well, how's he going to control the country if he's going to let states decide what to do? He can't be king if he's going to let them do that.
It's good to be king, but only when you're ruling over somebody.
How you going to be a king and then tear up the Constitution if you going to let states decide what to do? Don't make sense to me.
There you go. You got it, buddy. That's why I like Tom Jefferson. Let the states decide.
I see they're trying to promote this Michelle Palin. She's going to be the new Republican.
Michelle Bachman?
No, Michelle Palin. She's a clone.
Yeah.
They cloned her. So she's, and I've been watching some of her stuff she's been saying way back when, and she's a little way out there. I mean,
right. Her old stuff is very different from her new stuff.
Yes. And they'll be thinking that the old stuff, throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's the thing about video. It'll never die.
That's right. You go put yourself on the internet, you're there forever. So.
That's right. You're there forever.
She's going to have to get it. Pretty thick skin, and you think her and Palin's going to have a cat fight? Taking Palin's thunder away from her.
Oh, some people think they actually will get together, that maybe they could work together and be on a card together.
Two women like that, they can't get along.
No. Well, two women on a ticket, they wouldn't do that. There's no way.
No. But on this deficit, he ought to just make them stay there till they get this settled. You know, they had to work through their holidays and be there every day. He can hold them there. He ought to do that.
Yeah, say, okay, fine. Why should you celebrate independence when you can't even make a decision on this and can't come together and all you do is dig your heels in the sand? Bottom line is, this is the big boys should be playing on the Hill, not people who fear the retribution of not getting the votes the next time they run, because that's what it is. It's a dance about getting elected again.
Yeah. You know, just tell them we're going to stay right here through August when they go on recess. There'll be no recess. You're going to stay right here in August until we get this all settled out.
Right, because they all want that $1 million pension that they see that Wiener gets, because how long has he been on the Hill? A very long time. So if they can just stick it out time and time again, it's to their benefit.
Yeah, just make them stay there and get this thing hammered out.
I agree. Let them stay there and hammer it out. But the thing is, we both say that they're not going to do that. There's absolutely no way. No way will they do that. They're not going to make them stay through a long holiday. You know, sometimes people apologize and it's sincere. Sometimes people apologize and it's just dripping with, they made me do it, and it sounds sarcastic. I'm going to tell you about the apology from a pilot, and you can decide.
Are you ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dream with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
Come away. Nora Jones, from many, many years ago, she won a Grammy Award for that song, I think, if I remember right. All right, we're mixing it up here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy 4th of July weekend. I know some of you will take off. You probably won't catch our next show, but we are doing a show. We'll have cheap movie reviews, also read some more Brushes with Fame so those people can be entered into the drawing for the leather USA Evel Knievel jacket that we are giving out. You decide whether or not you think this apology is sincere or not. Southwest Airlines confirmed that its employees got a written apology from the pilot who went on a rant. And a lot of people were upset by this rant. And the captain is Captain James Taylor from, that in itself is funny, Argyle, Texas. And he said, because of my comments, the impact of my comments, I wanted to communicate with you directly. And what happened was his microphone was accidentally turned on, and on the tape he was criticizing gays and grandmothers and just about anybody. He said dating flight attendants is unappealing. That's the clean version of it. And then he went on to say a couple of other things, too. Nasty things. And everybody heard them. He said he deeply this is the apology he wrote. I deeply regret the derogatory remarks I made and the hurt I have caused. I take full responsibility for those comments. I was truly insensitive. It was a very insensitive of me. And I would like all of you to know that from now on, I will show nothing but my utmost respect during my interactions with all employees. He then singled out the base of Houston flight attendants, who we referred to on his recording as the ugliest group company-wide. Oh, I'm sure those flight attendants like that apology. And he said, in addition, I would like to extend a special apology to all flight attendants, and especially those of Houston. And then he said he'd like to extend individual apologies if his colleagues would allow him to maintain a working relationship. Then he said, please know that this event has forever changed me, and I hope that others can learn from my mistakes. I've learned a much-needed lesson to be more sensitive of others, and I hope you will see me as a more tolerant and considerate person. Oh, the crickets are bad. That is the weakest apology. Why? It just is not sincere. The verbiage, the way he writes it, it's ridiculous. Somebody wrote it for him. I don't know. I'm not buying it. Especially, you can tell these lines. I have learned a much-needed lesson from just 3 days ago to be more sensitive of others, and I hope you will see me as a more tolerant and considerate person. No. I don't think so. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. You don't believe this guy?
No. I think whoever wrote it for him is crappy. He needed a better writer.
Yeah, he's going to personally apologize to the Houston staff.
How do you do that?
Well,
did you like that?
I'll meet with you individually just so you wear a sack over your head since you're so ugly.
Yeah, I said you were the ugliest group of flight attendants I'd ever seen. You can't take that back.
What? He's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
But, yeah, sound like a canned speech to me.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You mentioned before about Congressman Wiener would run for Congress again. He'd have the cojones to run again.
Yeah.
Well, we pretty much know what maybe his cojones look like, and we're not interested.
That's right, because everybody saw the package.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And I was listening to President Obama today. That's about the most, you know, it's laughable, except it's such a serious subject. You know, he does not believe in capitalism. He believes in entitlement, reparations, diverse, you know, pass the wealth around. He doesn't know anything about capitalism. He talks about deficit reduction, and he passes an $800 billion health care law that we have no money for. How can we take this man seriously?
Right, and even worse, you know, you pass, okay, everybody needs to have health care covers. This is what we're going to do. Woohoo, it's going to be affordable. And then it turns out months later that people on fixed incomes, it's not affordable for them at all. They're paying more for their premiums and they can't afford it.
I'm still trying to figure out what his deal is with gay marriage. Talk about riding the fence. You know, he better get a saddle before he does something to himself. He's going to ride that fence.
Get a saddle before he falls off. You're right, because he's trying to please. I think they're trying to have him please a lot of different people, and that's what this is about.
And he, you know, I think he's for gay marriage. Why did he just say that?
Yeah, he was for the civil unions,
I agree with you. I think we need to decide this by state, how they want to do it. But I just don't find any seriousness with this guy. He scolds Congress about getting together on this. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. It has to some way.
It has to some way, because then it would sink so many. And it's true. Whether we're held hostage or not doesn't matter. It's the reality of it. So we have to. They have to have some kind of a solution. If they smash through the debt stealing, which they're doing, then who's going to pay the freight? We are, because the markets are going to crash.
Well, that's it. I don't understand the principle how all this works anyway. When you don't have any money and you raise the debt ceiling, you print more.
Borrow
money.
More.
Doesn't mean that it's worth anything.
Yeah. That's the problem in a nutshell. What's your money worth? What's in your wallet? What's that piece of paper worth, that five pieces of paper?
Getting less all the time.
I know. Isn't that true? We're going to have to attach a sack to our backs, and we're going to have to haul our gold with us, and we're going to have gold coins that we pay for things in. I mean, it is. It's ridiculous. Dale, you have a great 4th of July.
You as well. Happy 4th.
Yeah, you too. Always a good caller. Thanks, Dale. And I agree with him, by the way. I don't think that apology was sincere from the Southwest Airlines pilot. You're a pilot. You left your mic open. You're trashing everybody and anyone, whether it was joking, sarcasm, whatever. Boy, it sure doesn't come out that way. And then he issues this apology that couldn't be more stiff. I mean, no way. No way am I buying it. Coming up, we've got sports shorts. Big day at Wimbledon, including the last American standing, knocked off. Yep. Marty Fish, so gallant in his effort to win and playing the likes of Rafa Nadal. That's pretty tough. That's pretty tough. It was three straight sets, but there were just some points where he was hanging on. I mean, there were points that he was so close to turning a set, but couldn't, you know, with a couple here and a couple there. But couldn't do it. But still, Marty Fish made it entertaining. But that wasn't the most entertaining match of the day. And we're going to tell you about that in sports shorts. Another quick highlight on the last couple of days for you, because we have so many callers like Alan Canada, and the list goes on and on. Sam in Montreal, who are very vocal. Kate Middleton and Prince William and Kate arrived in Canada for their first official overseas trip since they were married. So it's hard to get used to saying this. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are celebrating Ottawa Day in Canada. Canada Day in Ottawa, rather. And they open the Calgary Stampede, which is huge, and go canoeing in the Northwest Territories during a 9-day tour of their future realm, let's say, before taking off for Los Angeles. Wow. Oh, to be the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Sports shorts round the bend.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As promised, sports shorts. Hot action at Wimbledon. Unfortunately, the last surviving American male went down, but what a great job by Marty Fish. You got to really hand it to him because Fish was playing Rafa Nadal. So he loses in straight sets, and it's tough to stop a guy like this who rolls on clay, but he made it interesting. And like I said, a tip of the cap to Marty Fish, who initially grew up in Minnesota and moved to Florida. In the meantime, Sanga, this was a big shocker. Roger Federer lost in the Wimbledon quarterfinals like Marty Fish, but this time for the second straight year, he had a two-set lead against Joe Wilfried Tsonga. Wilfried Tsonga, 3-6, 6-7, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. After the match, Tsonga had something to say about it being an incredible day, but Roger Federer talked about Tsonga playing well, and Rafa Nadal, who beat Marty Fish, the American, now faces the favorite Brit. He's really Scottish, but he's been adopted by the Brits. Andy Murray, here's all of that in a nutshell.
He played well. Every time he got important on sort of my service games, when he had a slight chance, he played great. He took all the right chances. He believed in shots, you know, that maybe you don't hit as often, you know, but exactly when he needed them, he was able to pull them off.
Always is a really honor play against him. No, he's playing fantastic last few months. I think he did very, very well, and I know he's playing really well here. For me, it's always a pleasure play against a player like Andy, and I think he's a very good guy, and we play PlayStation a lot of times outside of the court, so we are friends.
It was just amazing today. I played unbelievable. Everything was in. You know, it's never easy to play against Roger. I come back to sit down, and it was just amazing. I'm so happy, and And yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you could tell he was kind of at a loss for words. It's a big, big moment for Sanga, no doubt about it. For the ladies, a lot of people cheering on Maria Sharapova. She takes on Sabine Lisicki in one of the semifinals. And in the other semifinals, it's Victoria Azarenka and Kvitova, a girl, Petra Kvitova out of Czechoslovakia. No Americans, no Williams sisters. Boy, oh boy. And that's it. That's all she wrote for Wimbledon. Wimbledon, of course, the men will be interesting. Will it come down to Rafa Nadal again? He's like a machine. He's on fire. If he gets by the next match, if he gets by Andy Murray, then he's into the finals again. Very, very familiar territory for him. All right, some of you aren't tennis fans. A lot of you, though, I bet, are football fans. And the million-dollar question, the one that I keep getting asked, and I think anybody related to sports in some way keeps getting asked, is when are we going to see the NFL come to an agreement? When are we going to have the National Football League back on our radar screens again? Because normally we'd be talking about training camp. We'd be talking about maybe televised games in your area because everybody gets up for even the preseason stuff. And instead, we'd be talking about, if you do fantasy baseball, doing the leagues. And instead, we're not talking about it. Instead, we're talking about six-time champ Roger Federer being stunned at Wimbledon, for example. And here's the deal. At this point, the NFL's PA is telling players that the agreement is not even close. It's not even close. So the night before delivering a message to the NFL rookies with Commissioner Roger Goodell, the NFL Players Association Executive Director Demoris Smith held another impromptu conference to update, you know, the status of the stars on the floor, all that kind of stuff. They weren't, you know, they always say they're optimistic, but they continue to negotiate. So this is rough. I mean, this is rough to think. And maybe you should start planning it out. What are you going to do with your Sundays? What are you going to do with your Sundays? Because it's not looking good for football. I can't imagine. I can't imagine not seeing the Eagles play or cheering for the Eagles. I can't imagine missing some of the Cowboy games. I can't imagine, really, I'm such a fan of the NFL, missing any of the games, to be honest. Really, really, really can't imagine that. This is kind of getting lost, and it relates to sports shorts, but it's kind of getting lost in the sauce, as I'm fond of saying, because so many other things in the world now move so fast through the miracle of the Internet and everything else that we have. Baseball star Roger Clemens is arguing he should be allowed to introduce evidence during his upcoming steroid trial that the leading witness against him, this is what he's saying, should be able to bring this up, that the leading witness against him raped an unconscious woman and lied to police investigating the assault. And what he's trying to do is discredit the former trainer who admitted to everything, Brian McNamee, who was never, ever, ever charged in the assault investigation, but admits he lied when questioned by Florida police in 2001. Prosecutors filed a motion last week asking the U.S. District Judge to restrict Clemens' attorney's questioning of McNamee about the evidence during cross-examination or introducing evidence that the trainer assaulted the woman. Wow, sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it, if you follow the bouncing ball. The bottom line is this. The Clemens trial on track to start. The bonds verdict didn't help out Clemens any. And even when you compare other athletes. So he's going to get the shakedown on this one. he's absolutely gonna have to pay the price. And the eyes of the world are watching to see what this court, sort of court, comes up with. Clemens, for his part, has been trying to sabotage at every corner. He's been trying to limit what jurors are going to hear in the case. He wants the judge to prevent his former New York Yankees teammates from testifying that they got him the drugs from McNamee because he said it would lead to guilt by association. So if it's too convoluted for you, I apologize. Cut and dried, did he lie is the question. Did he lie? And if he didn't, is he prepared to do what it takes to get out of that? And that means rat on people. And I don't think so, because I think he did what they said he did. You have teammates like Andy Pettit testifying to the fact that he did. So with that many people coming forward, yeah, I think so. Definitely. All right, as per usual, we've veered off into yet another tangent here on America Tonight. Imagine that. Shocker, huh? Tangent? Sidebars? What are you talking about? It's how we roll here. I swear, it's how we roll. Coming up, I've got a dungeon moment, which means we politely shove somebody in the dungeon. It closes, and if they want to get out, because money goes to charity, if they want to get out, they'll have to figure out a way to get out. We'll have to figure out a couple of dollars to get them out. Oh, my. Oh, my. 4th of July, almost here. Just a few shakes of the stick, and we will be in 4th of July. And I was thinking earlier, and I said this at the top of the show, who my favorite patriot was, and it's Tom Jefferson. And the 4th of July is just one of the, I think it's one of the best holidays we have. One, because of who you're honoring, but two, it's just a great day to kick back and take a load off and not do whatever's niggling away at you. Just chill with the family, even if it's just your immediate family. But the 4th of July is one of those unique holidays. I was talking about the favorite patriot. Who's your favorite patriot, right? And couple that with some other things, and I bet you we could come up with the person who could solve the riddle of the deficit ceiling pretty easily. That's why mine, as I said at the beginning, was Tom Jefferson, because he knew the right kind of approach. He knew how to sell what he wanted, and he was just ahead of his time. Tom Jefferson, or for that matter, Ben Franklin, George Washington, can you imagine if they were transported into time and they saw how big the government's gotten, but if they saw so many of the things that are constantly pulling at a president, I wonder what they would think, honestly. What would a guy like Jefferson think? What would a guy like George Washington think? Any of them. What would Abe Lincoln think? I bet you not too well of what was happening. I don't think so. All right, around the bend, as promised, we are going to light something up. It's an interesting segment that I think you'll like, and it includes a dungeon moment in it. Oh, yeah, we got someone to throw in the dungeon. You want to find out who? Well, you're going to have to stick around for a few to find that out.
Can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. Well, I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fire, see the light.
Welcome to the back. We head for the home stretch here in this hour of America Tonight. Coming up, we've got a dungeon moment, which basically means somebody goes to the dungeon. I mail them a key. If they accept the key, and give it back, basically meaning that they'll come on the show. In the past, we have had people who have done that. Not recently. In recent times, not very many people have chosen to give the key back and come on the show. And in some cases, I can imagine for good reason, because they're getting pummeled all over the place and they have no desire to talk to anyone, anywhere, on any show, radio, television, bloggers, anybody. They want nothing to do with that. All right, a couple of interesting things on the education front. Don't groan and go, oh, why isn't she talking about the deficit ceiling, because we have talked that sucker to death, and nobody on the Hill is listening. All right, this is something that I found interesting, and I can't remember. I might have read it on Fox or CNN or somewhere, but it's something that came across a day or two ago. Check this out. At the Los Angeles Unitified, it is spelled Unitified. Do you believe it? They had it spelled that way on a building wrong. It's got to be unified. But I can correct it for them. Los Angeles Unified School District, it has to be that. They're talking about making homework just 10% of a student's grade, calling, you know, saying that this is what we should do. That the kids aren't learning. They're just memorizing things and they're either passing it or not. They're either a little test. They're like a little test minion where they run around memorizing things for tests. They got to take a test because then that ups the ante in the particular district and they get more money. So a guy who is one of the VPs of this place called the Thomas Fordham Institute for Advancing Education Excellence says it takes away one of the teachers' incentives for students to do their homework. And also went on to say, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how to get kids to learn more. Challenge them, ask them to work long, ask them to work hard. Homework's essential, as is making it count. But here's the scoop. The new policy is kicking in July 1st for all students in kindergarten through 12th grade, so all the way through high school in one of the districts, in the whole district, actually, the 885 schools. So they're going to impose the 10% limit to try to compensate for those who might be getting less help at home. In one way, it sounds like a good policy. In another way, it's just maneuvering around kids who are different from the other kids. So I'm thinking a lot of them where the family doesn't speak English. And that's a problem because they're compensating for one thing. On the other hand, there is a problem when it is all about just homework, I think. I think there's a disconnect. There's schools in this country called Montessori schools, and they have a different approach. Not that they never have any tests, but they have that philosophy of it's about more what they're learning, and if they feel like learning, and it seems to work as many of those kids go on to big schools and end up being at the top percentage of their classrooms. And what they did is they had a committee of parents and teachers and principals who threw in on whether they should have this policy or not. And what they ultimately said, because they released a statement, you always have to have a statement, right? Everybody's got to be on the same page. And what they said was it was unfair to penalize or reward students for their home academic environment. So while some students don't have the opportunity to do homework while away from school, and then they fail in returning assignments, for others, it's difficult to be sure it was the student who actually did the work. I don't know. Are they letting kids off the hook, or are they done the right way, holding them more accountable? It's a surprise. This is a surprising policy, I think, because the teachers have to determine what the final grade is for the students. So how do they do that? What's the criteria? What are they using? It'd be interesting to see. They're kind of like in the Petri. They're not kind of. They are. They're in the Petri dish because now this is going to be the policy for however long it lasts. Let's say it lasts at least a couple of years. See what those kids go on to, especially some of the older kids, because they would have had, well, a lot of those kids would have been taught the other way, and now that's changing for them. Yeah. All right, so we have a dungeon moment. It has nothing to do with education or letting kids only do, 10% of their grade is just the homework. It has to do with this guy who I can't understand what he was thinking, but Carlos Rico, 22 years old, stops his car, follow the bouncing ball, along a cactus line stretch of Interstate 20 at about 3 a.m. on Tuesday, dumps out his 4-year-old son, puts the kid out on the street, dark, 3 a.m. So the kid was picked up 3 hours later by the local high school basketball coach, taken to a hospital. Doctors removed about 500 cactus spines from the kid's body. Now, of course, the boy is in state's custody. Can you imagine leaving a four-year-old on the side of the road for dead, an innocent boy? What kind of person does that? What was this? I don't care that he's 22, whatever. We can give excuses. The guy was driving from Lubbock to Saginaw when he decided to put him out. Put him out. What? Maybe he'll crawl back to me? What this Carlos Rico is saying is that God told him to choke the boy and get him out of the car. And there was bruising on his throat. Carlos Rico, I hope you go away for a very long time. But just to be sure, we need to put you in our dungeon for doing something so lowly, so despicable. It's hard to even really wrap words around this situation. So have fun as we open the dungeon and you can sit in there and rot until you get your chance to appear in court. Go for it, Donovan.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, the hero in all of this thing, though, is the basketball coach that found him. He said he didn't even, and I was thinking the same thing. It's early in the morning. You can't see anything. It's dark. He said he didn't realize that it was a kid. He wasn't sure. But he wasn't sure what he was looking at. But he pulled over, and he didn't see any kind of another car that the kid might have been in. He ran across the road, scooped the kid up. Said the boy's lips were cracked like they were dehydrated, and the only response the boy gave to his questions was when he held up four fingers when he asked how old he was. But he didn't say any other words. He never said anything. Oh, my, oh, my. Okay, the good thing is this Rico could get other charges, including attempted murder or attempted capital murder, because the kid is younger than six. And even stranger is the boy's stepmother in Lubbock came to where the 22-year-old was going to be with him. The whereabouts of the kid's biological mother, nobody knows at this point, even if she's involved in his life. But, I mean, what a sad ending here, other than the coach seeing him, picking him up, scooping him up off the road. And can you even imagine? Who does that? Four-year-old. 500 cactus spines from his body. Takes all kinds.